This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If I sound a little different, it is because I am broadcasting live from Rhode Island. I love Rhode Island. Oh, my God. I know. I got to tell you something, okay? People in Rhode Island are so nice. So I came out with the family. So here's the thing, okay? So I have a board review class that I'm taking. I've talked to you guys about that. You know, I know I act like, you know, I know everything. And I do. And I know I act like I've never had to study for a test in my life. And usually I don't. I never had to study for my boards, ever. I mean, I passed everything I've ever taken. But I'm a little older now. And I just don't know if I want to take the chance. I've never failed a test, you know, in my life. And so, you know, here I'm taking my recertification next year. And I'm like, you know what? I should just, for poops and giggles, take the board review class just so I know. Now, knowing me, I'm going to be sitting there in the back of the class going, wait a second, hold the phone. You guys are wrong about that. And unfortunately, I make that mistake a lot. You know, I teach at Toro University here in Nevada. We're not here in Nevada because I'm in Rhode Island right now, but I teach at Toro University, and, you know, many times, you know, I'm sitting there correcting the students, and I'm correcting, you know, some of the stuff I hear, going, wait a second, no, the latest just 2 weeks ago said this, this, and this, and the latest just said this, this, and this, and so, you know, because I read the news every single day, the medical news, which I will eventually get to for you guys today, my worry is I have to now learn what's going to be on the test. You know, many of you guys have noticed that for your own industry tests, you know, where you're like, okay, well, wait a second, they really don't do that anymore. You know, I know that's the textbook answer, but they really don't do that anymore. So that's why I got to take this board review class, because I need to know what the textbook answers roughly will be, not what they do nowadays. And so it's cool. So anyway, so the class is in Rhode Island. So I decided a few days earlier to come out with the family. By the way, for any of us celebrating, it is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. So happy Rosh Hashanah, L'Shana Tova. Yeah, everyone's like, hey, happy New Year. Hey, happy. By the way, you know, it's very interesting, okay? I argue with my Christian friends all the time. You know, because, you know, for Christmas, yes, you're in church, okay? But usually Christmas break, you get to be on holiday the whole time. So everybody's saying, well, Dahlia, you know, this is your Jewish holiday. So, you know, you guys get your Jewish holidays. I'm like, wait a second. Not really. Because for our Jewish holidays, we've got to be praying the whole time. You know, and then we have to fast next week for Yom Kippur. You know, and so, you know, with Jewish holidays, it's not all fun. You know, it's not. It's kind of like, you know, how would we, you know, it's not like we get to sit here and hang out and party and all that. I mean, we really don't have a big party. We're pretty much praying the whole time. So, you know, don't act like we're sitting there having a ball. You know, it's a very, very important holiday, and it's very reflective and reflecting and cleansing and all that, but, you know, you can't equate it to Christmas. You can't. I mean, Christmas is a lot of fun, even though there's still a lot of solemnness and a lot of, you know, religious part of it. You know, we don't get to sit there and do trees and, you know, eat a lot of yummy food. I mean, we got to fast pretty soon. So that's, you know, so no, we're not having fun. But anyway, but we took that extra time to go out to Rhode Island, and then, you know, we're right by Massachusetts. So we went up to Plymouth. Yeah, Plymouth Rock, and we saw the Mayflower replica there. Very, very cool. I've seen rain. Yeah, I've never seen rain. And it's not the aftermath of Matthew. Hurricane Matthew hasn't hit yet, and we're going to talk about that. But and then we went to Lexington and Concord, you know, where the first battle was, you know, between the colonies and the British as we were starting to fight for our independence. So pretty cool. And then, of course, I went to Boston, and I went to Cheers. Nobody knew my name, by the way. You know, Cheers. Everybody knows your name. La, 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 la. Love Cheers. So, and yeah, I walked in there. Nobody knew who the hell I was. I was like, wait a second. Where's Dr. Dahlia? Where's that Dr. Dahlia? By the way, there's two Cheers when you go to Boston. The one on Beacon Street is the one you see on the TV show all the time. The outer part where you go downstairs and you have the sign and all that. That's, yeah. Then there's another one that's actually built as the replica. And I know some of you are like, why am I spending so much time talking about Cheers when I should be talking about all the historic artifacts like Paul Revere's house? I went to Paul Revere's house, but I talked to you guys about Paul Revere's house. I went to Paul Revere's house a while back. If you've ever been to Boston, Paul Revere's house has been restored. And so you actually get to see it. It's dark on the outside, so it stands out. It's on a cobblestone street, and you get to, you know, go into his house. Pretty cool, because, you know, you thought everybody back in colonial times was poor, and he bought this. The Paul Revere's house was, I guess, built by a merchant almost 100 years prior. And then he moves in, and I think he was with his second wife and 16 kids all together, etc. And so there's multiple rooms in this house, but it wasn't a mansion by any means. But it was a pretty decent-sized house for what you think. And some of the wood there is still the original wood, and it was pretty, pretty cool. I don't know where the bathroom was, and Lord knows I looked because I really had to go when I walked through his house. But if you do go to Boston, you have to go there. But the one thing that really struck me a lot about Boston was all the Harvardites there. Wow. Everybody there was either going to Boston University or MIT or Harvard. And I was like, wow, man. I mean, I felt a little inferior, I have to say, you know, because I didn't go to Harvard. And so, you know, what I quickly did was I went to the Harvard campus and I quickly checked in so I could technically say I went to Harvard. I mean, how do you know I didn't go there for school? Yeah, I was technically on the Harvard campus. I was thinking of Harvard. So a lot of Harvard IC students were very, very smart, you know, because I tested them. You know, I was like, you know, what is the pathogenicity of the pseudomonal Krebs yellow bicoccal? And you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm like, oh, that's very good. I was testing you. So anyway, great trips. I'm here in Rhode Island. Got a lot of breaking news to talk to you about. They're concerned about earthquake hitting L.A. We got Hurricane Matthew coming up. Ben Stiller reveals that he's been battling prostate cancer. Ben Stiller's pretty young. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how if your doctor is Republican or Democrat, he may actually approach you differently. And then we're going to talk about how in the hospitals, especially in California, many people are dying of superbugs and nobody knows about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So all eyes are on Hurricane Matthew. When we were talking about hurricane names, did we think Hurricane Matthew was going to be a bad one? I don't think so. I thought we were like, oh, Matthew's always kind of good. You know, kind of nice guy, you know. Didn't think that this was going to be a bad one, but apparently, the Hurricane Matthew has become the first Category 4 landfall in Haiti in 52 years. And according to weather.com, parts of eastern Cuba and the Bahamas are next in line for a plummeting, according to this site here. Hurricane watches have also been issued for the east coast of Florida. They say Matthew is also increasingly likely to have significant impacts along southeast U.S. coast later this week. We are not sure if it's going to hit the northern, northeast seaboard and Atlantic Canada. Right now, they have no idea if it's going to veer off into the Atlantic or if it's just going to curb the eastern seaboard. They say the winds have already reached speeds to 145 miles per hour. Hurricane Matthew's eye came ashore in the western Tiburon Peninsula of Haiti near the town of Les Angeles around 7 a.m. According to the National Hurricane Center, that's Eastern Time. It's the first Category 4 heavy landfall since Hurricane Cleo back in 1964, and only the fourth such intensity or stronger hurricane to track within 65 nautical miles of that Haiti's Tiburon Peninsula. So this is a big one, and so there's been hurricane watches issued for the east coast of Florida, from Deerfield Beach, Florida, to Visalia Brevard County. Tropical storm watches have also been issued along the Florida Keys. Let me see here. So they're expecting it to hit northwest, or possibly affect northwest Bahamas, including Nassau and Freeport. Hurricane warnings now include the entire Bahamas chain, as well as eastern Cuba and Haiti. So we're watching this very, very closely. Winds at 145 miles per hour, moving at 10 miles per hour. Yeah, that's always interesting. So, you know, you're thinking, okay, well, the higher wind, it should be a faster moving hurricane. No, because remember, it just kind of circles upon itself, and the waters are really warm. I think the water temperature is like in the high 80s, so that warm moisture allows these hurricanes to just keep festering and festering, and they could kind of sit there. I mean, it's a you know, if it's moving north at 10 miles per hour, I think overall due north, that could definitely hit us. So, you know, obviously our thoughts and prayers are for those being affected right now in Haiti, and it looks like it's going to, at this point, it's expected to, you know, head north, which could definitely include us. We're going to keep you guys posted. They say, according to the U.S. threat, forecast guidance began to trend Monday towards a closer pass of Matthew to the southeast coast from Florida to North Carolina. There's high pressure persisting over the western Atlantic and east coast of the U.S., helping to trap Matthew closer to the coast, because we want that sucker to leave. Just go to the Atlantic and leave all of us alone. Okay, don't even hit Haiti. Just go. We're going to keep you guys posted on that. Hurricane winds, flooding, etc. You know, California on the other side of the country, watching for earthquake activity. I apologize. I'm getting pop-ups here with this computer. I can't, guys. You know, I don't want your ad. Why are you bringing pop-ups? In fact, you know, let me just say, any of your companies that come up with a pop-up, I will boycott your product. So you better not remind me which product to boycott by coming up with a pop-up. Okay, especially when I'm on air. I'm trying to save the trees, so I'm not printing out all my stories. So cut me some slack here. Anyway, I already erased the pop-up, so I don't know which pop-up it is. But next time I will, and I'll announce it on air. Going, whoever's making this pop-up, they are goners, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of me shopping there. So there's been some unusual earthquake activity that is now warning prompt action and anxiety in Southern California. Remember, they got the big San Andreas Fault, and we do not want anything like that to cause havoc, because I don't know if The Rock is going to be around, and even if he is, apparently his shirt was so tightly on his torso throughout the whole San Andreas movie that it wouldn't even help, even if he was around. Anyway, so they say over the last week, anxieties have been heightened because a swarm of seismic activity at the Salton Sea began a week ago, prompting scientists to say that there was an elevated risk for a big San Andreas Fault earthquake. By Monday, the risk had lessened a little bit. All right, that was it. But they say the impact of that warning can still be felt. For some, it meant checking quake safety lists. Others looked at preparing for the big ones, such as bolting bookshelves to the walls, installing safety latches on kitchen cabinets, strapping down televisions. You know, a lot of the damage, it isn't the, you know, the rocking of the, you know, if a lot of these homes are built to code, sometimes we don't have to worry so much about their foundations being cracked as much as the damage that happens as TVs and chandeliers and things fall. San Bernardino, which is on the San Andreas Fault, took the unprecedented step of closing down City Hall today over concerns about how the structure would fare in a big quake. They said, we haven't had an alert like this, according to Mark Scott, San Bernardino city manager. We're not trying to suggest that the alert is an impending catastrophe. We're just trying to use an abundance of caution. We care about the safety of the public and our employees. Now, I know some of you guys that heard me talk about that alert, you're thinking about the movie Dante's Peak, right? Remember, it's been playing on cable a lot. So what was it? Who's so handsome? Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. So Pierce Brosnan comes and goes, you know what, maybe we need to put the city on alert. And everybody's like, no, Pierce, you don't know. What was his name? Harry? I don't know what they called him in the movie. But he was very hot. And they were like, yeah, you don't need to put him on alert. You and your sexy Irish accent, even though people think you're British, but you're not. And then he's like, yeah, we should probably, you know, go on alert. They, I can't do his accent. And nobody listened to him. And again, he didn't take off his shirt either. And then all of a sudden, everybody blew him off, and then something big happened. So whenever I hear people talking about an alert, see, here's my thing. Nobody wants to panic us, right? So, I mean, are they really going to tell us the scoop? So I would say, guys, if you live anywhere near the San Andreas fault line, just, I mean, have everything bolted down anyway. I mean, why is your TV unbolted? I mean, what, you're going to move the TV? Super Bowl is not for a while out anyway. So just bolt the TV down. Then when Super Bowl comes, you can move the TV around. So anyway, San Bernardino, the city had already been planning to vacate the 7-story building within the next few months. The city hall building was constructed before the Sylmar earthquake in 1971, so it was not built to code because the codes have changed since the Sylmar earthquake back in 71. They say other earthquakes have changed California seismic codes even further to the point where the current city hall building in San Bernardino is an example of everything you would not build today. So you know what somebody needs to do? Somebody needs to go around these cities and put a big, huge X on a building not built to code. So somebody could either do whatever they have to do to tighten things up or just demolish it. I don't know. But I'm scared. I'm really thinking this is going to happen. I don't know when. A 2007 report noted the potential instability of the building in the event of a major earthquake. Yeah, see, that's scary stuff. They say the estimated cost of retrofitting the building is more than $20 million. They say for a bankrupt city, that's a tough challenge. We're looking at alternative approaches rather than doing $20 million worth of work. Yeah, you wonder if it's cheaper to just do a new building. But mind you, here I am in New England broadcasting today, and I got to tell you, I'm glad they've kept some of the old buildings. You know, that's got to stink where, you know, you have to take down, you know, buildings that were, you know, where history happened and, you know, because it's not up to code. I mean, I love the fact that I could still see some stuff back from the 1600s out here and 1700s. But apparently San Bernardino's been bankrupt, according to Mr. Scott. So that's, you know. So the U.S. Geological Survey research seismologist Rob Grape said he thought the elevated risk of the San Andreas earthquake has largely receded to the background level of risk found in any given week. So they think if it's back down to background level, not zero, but kind of its basic level, you know, we may be okay, but having any swarm of activity makes everybody nervous. So seismologists have been closely tracking a swarm of earthquakes just south of the end of California's San Andreas Fault, which experts consider way overdue for a major earthquake. By major earthquake, we're talking magnitude of 7 or greater. The news outlets are saying we could be expecting something in the 8s. In the near future, but if this thing goes. Any significant seismic activity, obviously, wow. Now, the San Andreas Fault southernmost stretch has not ruptured since the year 1680, more than 330 years ago, scientists estimate. And a big earthquake happens on average in this area every 150 to 200 years. That's why everybody's freaking out that it may happen. Last Tuesday, the U.S. Geological Survey issued a statement that the chances of a magnitude 7 or greater being triggered now could be as high as 1 in 100 and as low as 1 in 3,000. So if there is a 1% chance, that's big in science, okay? That's huge. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get, you know, hopefully this doesn't happen. When we come back, if your doctor is Republican or Democrat, will they treat you differently and approach you differently? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I also have a blog that you could hit on my website at drdahlia.com or on Twitter or Facebook as well. And so one thing I discussed was Democratic and Republican doctors treating patients differently. This is a very, very interesting report that's come out of Yale. Apparently, there's a study published now in the Journal of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences where a group of Yale researchers linked publicly available information on more than 42,000 practicing physicians to a list of party affiliations that's regularly used by political campaigns to target communications. After winnowing down their data to correct for unaffiliated and unreachable physicians, they mailed out a survey. So they only reached 233 doctors. Okay? So it's a very small sample size. And they said the 233 physicians who responded did not know what the survey that the survey was about their politics. Rather, they thought it was about how they administer the quote-unquote social survey, the interview that primary care doctors give patients before they treat them. These conversations can be lengthy and cover anything from employment to health risks, so researchers hope that there would be a good place to glean information from how doctors deal with politically charged issues with their patients. So you get that? So they weren't saying, look, you know, we know you're Democrat or Republican based on your affiliation. How do you approach this as this? Remember, they had to have it non-biased. So what they did is they asked them, okay, so what they did is they gave them a bunch of different scenarios. So like, for example, there was a patient they had to evaluate who was, let's say, considering abortion, or was a patient who had regular sex contact with sex workers, or somebody who goes to work in a motorcycle but doesn't wear a helmet. And then they you know, looked at how the providers, you know, looked at how serious the issue is versus not. And then they went back and said, well, this one looks like, you know, he was Democrat. What did he find? This, okay, so the doctors didn't know that they were being screened based on their political affiliation. They were just saying, look, you know, I thought this was pretty concerning that he smokes marijuana. I think this is concerning that he has a gun in the house. I think this is concerning that he doesn't lock the gun up in the house, etc. So they say the responses showed clear differences between providers identified independently as Democrat or Republican. According to Washington Post, when it came to politically charged issues, they said Republicans were most concerned about scenarios that included multiple prior abortions and marijuana use. Democrats were most concerned about firearm access and patients who had sexual relationships with sex workers. The treatment plans doctors said they would probably pursue also differed by party affiliation. They said Democratic doctors were less likely to discuss the health risks of marijuana, highlight legal risks, or encourage a patient to cut down use. Republican doctors were twice as likely as Democrats to discourage patients from having more abortions in the future, and 35% more likely to discuss mental health in connection with abortions. Huh, that's interesting. They say overall, and again, this is a small sample size. We, you know, as a physician, you really don't tell anybody, look, don't have any more abortions. You know, usually what we're taught is if somebody unfortunately has unplanned pregnancies, we should probably make sure they have access to birth control. And we would discuss options of birth control and, you know, educate them. That's not a Republican or Democrat thing. That's common sense thing. So I don't know if I really still buy this. They say overall Republican physicians were more likely than their Democrat counterparts to say that they would engage in active treatment options, such as encouraging a patient to stop seeking sex workers or urge a patient to cut down on marijuana use. When it came to less politicized issues, such as consuming alcohol or cigarettes, the difference was diminished. So basically, Democratic and Republican doctors seem to treat you the same and approach the obesity issues, the drinking issues, and the cigarettes issues. They said they found that Democrats, not surprisingly, were more concerned about a scenario where a patient who had young kids is storing a firearm. According to Eitan Hirsch, an assistant professor of political science at Yale University, Democratic respondents were 66% more likely to urge the patient not to store firearms at home, but were less likely than the Republican physicians to discuss storage practices. Perhaps this demonstrates, he says, a knowledge gap that goes along with political sentiment. Hirsch said that strong partisan differences were immediately apparent despite the study's small sample size. The researchers controlled for variables like demographic composition. For example, if you're in a very, very high, concentrated area of Republicans or Democrats, etc. And since the study deals with hypothetical situations, we really don't know if this would actually affect people's regular interactions with the physician. Okay, so what's going on here? Here's the thing, okay? We take the Hippocratic Oath. And the Hippocratic Oath has been changed. We don't do the exact Hippocratic Oath that was originally written. There are different variations of it. You know, some say, you know, first do no harm. That's not technically in the Hippocratic Oath, but it's implied as we are not going to harm the patient. We're going to do the best for our patient. We're going to, respect the art of it. We're going to, you know, take care of our patients to the best of our ability and judgment. So, you know, the objectivity and the subjectivity blurs and blends,
Okay? So, for example, you know, people will say, well, gosh, I don't want any doctor that has any sort of religious affiliation or political affiliation. I want them as neutral as possible. Okay, well, I don't think you're ever going to get a, you know, a neutral doctor. So, like, if somebody says, yeah, you know what, I got married, you're like, hey, congratulations. Well, what if you're of a mindset where getting married does not deserve a congratulations? Or what if somebody passes and the doctor goes, oh, I'm really, really sorry. You know, I'm going to grieve with you. And in your religion or in your spirituality, no, you don't grieve. You party when somebody dies. You see what I mean? I mean, there's, you know, we all have different, you know, inclinations. We all have different, you know, like, you know, somebody comes into my office and I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm going to be very excited about the Cowboys. I'm not going to treat you differently if you're a 49er fan or if you're a, by the way, good job with the Cowboys Sunday. Good job, Cowboys. Anyway, I mean, I'm not going to treat you differently. I mean, you're not supposed to, you know, treat anybody differently, you know, not differently, but treat anybody less based on, you know, sex or race or political affiliation, etc. But what about the approach when it comes to abortion or birth control? You know, we've talked about cases where there's some very few doctors out there that will not give you a birth control pill because that's against their religion. See, I think they need to make that known up front. Before you pay a copay, before you commit to them being the provider, if they're not a provider that will provide the services that you are particularly looking for, you have a right to know that up front. I'm not like, for example, you know, if you want somebody that will give you 120 Lortab or Vicodin, many of you will call and ask the front desk, and then you will not go there if you don't think that provider is going to provide that service. And good luck finding somebody else who would provide that service for you in the primary care setting nowadays. But so if you don't believe in birth control, you need to, you know, if you work in an abortion clinic, if you don't believe in abortion, you got to kind of let the patients know, obviously, before they pay their copay, etc. But our approach, you know, there will be, you can't get rid of bias completely. And I'm not saying bias in terms of bad. You know, if I have a 15-year-old girl having sex, okay, and unprotected sex, I have a problem with that. I need to teach that person to use protection. I need to take that time and educate them. If you have a 14-year-old girl who's already taken two Plan Bs to prevent a pregnancy, I think that child needs to be, you know, needs to be educated on protecting themselves from STDs, from pregnancy, from side effects of that. And if somebody could say, well, gosh, Dolly, it's because, you know, you don't like it when kids get pregnant. You know, that's a political issue. It's not a political issue. That's a personal issue. I think a 14-year-old in this day and age should not be getting pregnant, should not be having unprotected sex. So I'm going to instruct them on the types of protection they can do, and I'm going to, you know, let them know that, you know, there are options for them. Am I going to force them to you know, be religious? No, of course not. So, you know, you already have tendencies. If somebody has a gun in the house, I'm going to tell them, make sure it's stored. You know, just remember, and I'm going to teach them stories about how kids have shot themselves, because it's my job to educate. And when you educate, many times you have a predilection or you have a wealth of knowledge that other doctors don't, and you're going to share that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's
800-328-1860. All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Ben Stiller has revealed that he has prostate cancer. And he was diagnosed only at the age of 48. Aggressive prostate cancer at the age of 48. Currently, he is right now 50 years old. Apparently, he has opened up on Howard Stern. He said his doctors diagnosed him with immediately aggressive prostate cancer in June 2014, and 2 months later, he underwent surgery. By September that year, he was told he was cancer-free.
Now, he is urging men to speak to their doctors about being tested at an earlier age. Remember, I have had the biggest beef with them saying, nah, don't screen for prostate cancer. No, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money. And I'm like, you get a baseline when you're in your 40s. And then you get one every few years to see if it's rising. And if it goes up more than 0.5 in a year, that's a lot. So apparently somebody decided to do a prostate screen on him, and he's thanking the Lord, and so are we. They say, it came out of the blue for me, Stiller said. I had no idea. His tumor had been growing for 5 years, he said, and he had not had a PSA, a prostate-specific antigen test, done. He wouldn't have realized he had one. A tumor. On Tuesday morning, he also took to Twitter to share a blog post opening up about his ordeal and again urging people to get tested. He said, so I had cancer a couple years ago and I wanted to talk about it and the test that saved my life. He described being told about his cancer as like a scene out of a movie. He said his urologist's voice literally faded out like every movie or TV show about a guy being told he had cancer, a classic Walter White moment, except I was me, and no one was filming anything at all. He said while processing the news, he said he started Googling men who had faced prostate cancer and survived. John Kerry, John Torrey, Robert De Niro. As I learned more about my disease, he said, don't Google people who died of prostate cancer immediately after being diagnosed. He said, I was able to wrap my head around the fact that I was incredibly fortunate. Fortunate because my cancer was detected early enough to treat, and also because my internist gave me a test. He didn't have to. He said, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer Friday, June 13, 2014. On September 17th, he got a test back saying he was cancer-free. The 3 months in between were a crazy roller coaster ride with about 180,000 men a year in America that can't identify. He said, taking that PSA test saved my life. Literally, that's why I'm writing this now. He added, if his doctor had waited, as the American Cancer Society recommends, until I was 50, I would not have known I had a growing tumor until 2 years after I got treated. He said, if he had followed the U.S. Preventive Task Force guidelines, the Preventive Services Task Force guidelines, I would have never gotten treated at all and not have known I had cancer until it was way too late to treat successfully. Stiller said his PSA test when he was 46, 4 years before the American Cancer Society recommends, many experts say the PSA can do as much harm as good. So he did address the controversy, saying it is simple, painless, it is not dangerous in itself in any way. If the PSA value is elevated in the blood or levels rise sharply over time, it can indicate the presence of prostate cancer. It is definitely not foolproof. So, you know, what is the American Cancer Society recommending? They say the American Cancer Society recommends men have a chance to make an informed decision, and they should discuss with their doctor. If they're over 50, who are at an average risk, they should discuss screening. If they are expected to live more than 10 years, if they're 45 years old and at high risk of prostate cancer, African Americans, men who have a first degree relative father diagnosed with prostate cancer at an early age, if you're 40 and at even higher risk, so I would say any of Ben Stiller's kids, that would be high risk. They should get themselves screened because he was in his 40s when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. After the discussion, men who want to be screened should be tested with a prostate-specific antigen. The digital rectal exam may also be done as part of the screening. If they say after this discussion a man is unable to decide if testing is right for him, the screening decision can be made by the healthcare provider, who should take into account the man's general health preferences and values. If no cancer, prostate cancer is found as a result of the screening, the time between future screenings depends on the results of the PSA blood test. They say men, prostate cancer grows slowly, according to the American Cancer Society. Men without symptoms of prostate cancer who do not have a 10-year life expectancy should not be offered testing since they are likely not to benefit. They said overall health status and not age alone is important when making decisions about screening. Okay, see, here's my problem with this, okay? Let's say Ben Stiller was healthy. Let's say he didn't smoke. Let's say he took care of himself. How the hell was he, you know, at risk? I mean, did his father have it? They aren't mentioning if his father did, Jerry Stiller. You wonder, you know, see, for me, my men in their 40s, I did a baseline. And if their baseline was under 1, like 0.5, 0.7, I don't really worry about it for a few years. I'll still recheck it in their 40s to make sure it didn't rise. Now, if they're in their 50s, hell yeah, I make sure they get one done. But Ben Stiller was in his 40s when he was diagnosed. You know, this is not a simple, we could wait till we're 50. When Christina Applegate had bilateral breast cancer in her 30s, you don't wait till you're 40 to get something screened. And so, yes, the majority of people screened are going to be fine. But, you know, we want to catch the one or two. You know, people aren't numbers. Speaking of numbers, some very scary news coming out of California, and people, according to the LA Times, dying from superbug infections in California hospitals, nobody talking about it. We're going to be talking about this later in the week. But apparently, there was a case where a woman who had a bleeding stomach ulcer was admitted to a hospital. And while she was being treated for her bleeding ulcer, the doctor had written in her chart CRKP. Now, CRKP, to me, stands for carbapenem-resistant Klebsiella pneumonia, which is an infection of Klebsiella-type bacteria that is resistant to antibiotics, a superbug. And doctors tried antibiotic after antibiotic, but after about 5 weeks in the hospital, mostly in intensive care and morphine because of pain, unfortunately the patient died. But her death certificate does not mention the bacterial infection. It just recommends, you know, talks about how she died from septic shock caused by her ulcer and how she died of respiratory failure. So there's been a lot of debate on why aren't hospitals writing on the death certificate that they got a bacteria while they were in the hospital. Wouldn't we want to know about it? Well, on one end, from an epidemiological standpoint, hell yeah, I'd like to know. You know, if these people are dying in the hospital, what are they dying from? Okay, you know, was it from the bacteria? Did they pick up an infection? You know, do we need to do a much better job of trying to prevent people from getting sick in the hospital? However, on the flip side, when you get the flu and people die from the flu, they're not really dying from the flu. They're usually dying from a pneumonia that they pick up. And so my fear, on the flip side, if I'm going to be devil's advocate, is you'll be seeing most of these death certificates talk about a bacteria. And then to say on the death certificate they died from an infection from the hospital, how do you know 100%? You know, I was on Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray Elmer, KABC McIntyre in the morning this morning, talking about this case. These cases, and you know, he was talking about MRSA and how his brother had MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. You could get MRSA out of the hospital. So what if you carry MRSA? What if you get exposed out of the hospital? Now you get sick, and now that infection decides to take over. Yes, maybe you could get it from the hospital, absolutely. I mean, the hospital is not sterile. When you go to the hospital and there's sick people there, you could get something. But what if you had it the whole time? And then when you were sick and compromised, it took over. Does a doctor have to put on the death certificate that you got that from the hospital? They could be sued up the yin-yang, and Medicare is also fining you if you get sick from the hospital. So before we say that's exactly how you got it, we need to be very careful what, you know, if you had an infection, but we can't say technically you got it from the hospital, because what if you didn't? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.